WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, is preparing to go to a grand jury to try to get an indictment against former FBI head James Comey. ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce with more.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
The White House telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down next week. ICE facilities stepping up security following the deadly shooting at a detention center in Dallas Wednesday. Starbucks plans to lay off 900 employees, says it'll close some U.S. and Canadian stores. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduced them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers at that press conference made it clear they don't agree on all these proposals, but they'll get a chance to talk about problems and potential changes when they go through the committee process. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego, thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Try to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe and just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers face number 19th ranked Michigan Saturday at 11 a.m. in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause. And, you know, there's no hard feelings there, at least for me. And I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great atmosphere. The best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground, and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
Broadcasting live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm. We talk to the Reisingers about their family farming tradition, the Farmer Angel Network about the mental health crisis impacting agricultural communities, and last, the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX Madison, where democracy meets dairy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Jimmy Kimmel. The ratings are in for the first day, and by the way, this is just on the linear here, we'll share 6.25 million viewers on ABC. That was four times Jimmy Kimmel's average. And that's despite the show not even being available in a quarter of all American homes. And the reason for that, of course, is those local TV station owners, Nexstar and Sinclair, they're refusing to air Kimmel's program.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Let the market decide.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't MAGA love it when the market decides? I'm sorry, what was that again, Aaron? Oh, 6 point. What was it now?
That was just linear.
Please.
That wasn't online views.
I know.
Yeah.
Sean and I were just talking about that most of us watch stuff online now.
We're
on YouTube.
Yeah.
So the fact that his regular television ratings were 6.2. So that means that Trump saw that headline. Sean, I'm sure that didn't bother him, but he probably saw that. Yeah. Kimmel's return draws 6.2 million viewers rating show. That's nearly four times, I think, as Aaron says, its average viewership. And then online, of course, and again, these numbers, as you know, change like McDonald's.
Right.
Yesterday, Jimmy Kimmel's return officially is most viewed monologue of all time on YouTube, surpassing 14 million views and growing rapidly, averaging 1 million views an hour.
Sure. And that doesn't even include like streaming like Hulu and on Disney Plus, where you can see Kimmel as well.
Right. I mean, come on. Good on you, America. Good on you. I love my country.
J.D. Vance said yesterday that Kimmel has no ratings.
Oh, he's so cute.
You know what?
J.D. Vance is very tense. He needs to go a couch is all I'm saying. It's just I'm a liberal helper, Sean. I'm a liberal helper. Please go a couch and leave the rest of us alone. Don't even get me started on this Dallas thing and all the despicable things he said. Do you really want to inflict him on me? All right,
do you
fine.
Want to hear him say that Jimmy Kimmel has no ratings?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, the free speech conversation, I'm pretty sure that Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night. And to the extent that he's not back on the air, it's because he's not funny and has terrible ratings. This is not a federal government problem. This is...
Oh, let me take a second to say... Did he also yesterday say, don't call your opponents Nazis?
Yeah.
Isn't he's the one that called Trump America's Hitler?
Yeah.
So technically he didn't say Nazi.
He
said America's Hitler.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, you can see where that sort of rhetoric
splitting hairs.
Yeah,
there.
It's fine. Uh-huh. It's perfect. Good. Okay. Wow. Can I just say our first appearance by Sherry Jacobus? Am I saying that right?
Jacobus, yeah.
Yay. I've heard her. She is a former Republican, a never Trumper, a former Republican strategist, but she's perfect week because of the Kimmel stuff.
Yeah.
If you follow her on social media, she said in October of 2015, Trump told Fox News to take me off the air for telling truths about him. They did. In February 2016, Trump told Jeff Zucker to ban me from CNN for telling truths about him. They did. Lewandowski defamed me on Morning Joe, and they refused to let me defend myself. MSNBC stopped having me on.
Yep.
So she knows a little something.
She does.
About this. And
she's been banned from Fox News like you.
Yes, we have lots in common. Come from Republican backgrounds and also Fox News will not have us anymore.
But she was never a regular on Erin Burnett.
Right.
Like you were.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yes. Dean Obadala and I were both on a on Erin Burnett's panel on CNN, and we were the highest rated segment, they told us, on that show, until we both asked, hello, might we get paid for showing up every single day? And then what happened, Chris?
Crickets.
No more panels.
Cobwebs started to grow on your phone.
Every day. They wanted us on call, like 24-7. We were like, you know, that's fine, but maybe, you know, a little something, something.
Yeah.
And the something turned out to be, the CNN accountant, Yukon Cornelius, said, yes, we have scraped through our here's what we came up with for you and Dean.
Nothing. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Where's my outrage? Where's
my... You, did you even get a free car ride? Did they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they sent
a retriever going to a dog park.
So they sent a car for you.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do it via Zoom down here in your basement.
I'm going to be on TV.
Did they have craft services?
I don't think so.
No. Not even like
I don't recall.
A basket of like chips or something?
Don't be ridiculous. Okay.
M&Ms?
Wow. All right. Can we, can I just, speaking of J.D. Vance, how fast can we call Bolt? This broke during our show yesterday.
Yes, it did.
I mean, we are not Boo-Boo the Fool up in here. Nobody trusts anything Cash Patel or the FBI says anymore.
Absolutely not. And
so you're telling me a sniper shot, well, now, and they even got that, because they always rush with the wrong information at first. So he shot and killed one detainee and injured two others.
Uh-huh.
Not one ICE officer was injured at all.
No.
And this sniper was this bad a shot. This was it, and he wrote anti-ICE on his ammunition. I mean, that's got to be a crime. Planting evidence, haven't I said this? Is this at the point where we're going to start planting evidence, whether it's against Jim Comey or this?
I don't trust the FBI.
This is sketch AF. No one does.
Yeah.
I mean, between the Epstein stuff and the Charlie Kirk stuff, I mean, nobody trusts this bumbling fool. And I'm like, first of all, you're like going, wait a minute, they shot, first of all, where's the thoughts and prayers for the detainee that was killed? That's the 19th person that's died in ICE custody. Where's the thoughts and prayers for all the detainees that have died?
Mm-hmm.
They don't say a word. Nothing about the person that was shot used it immediately, like they did with Charlie Kirk, to start politicizing and inciting violence again, right? I mean, J.D., where is he? Oh, God, do I have to hear him twice in the...
You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
Yeah. Okay. So that'd be that, watching the rhetoric and toning down, taking the temperature down
Go straight to hell.
That we're lectured about quite often. Yes, T-Pain says the Dallas shooter is Joshua John. He ain't a minority. He ain't transgender. He ain't an immigrant. Yet another white kid with a serious gun fixation.
And another gamer. Really deeply
nihilistic
into online gaming.
You know,
I'm not saying that all online gamers, this is something that these two shooters have had in common. And nobody's looking at that culture.
The nihilism.
Right.
Sean, you said it first, that last time you were here when we were talking about the Charlie Kirk thing. Mm-hmm. That seems to be, I don't know if I saw that this guy's like a libertarian bent, but are you kidding me? Really? He just happened to shoot and kill, injure two, we don't know yet, hopefully they'll be okay, but kill two detainees and injure very seriously two others who were shackled? And then it's like a few hours later, there's a bullet. First of all, they don't say anti-ICE. Anybody that says ICE or what the signs are, nobody writes anti-ICE. Like, it's, again, like you were saying about the Charlie Kirk, the text.
Uh-huh.
It's vehicle, that's something that law enforcement says. A 22-year-old doesn't call it my vehicle.
Right.
Anyway, it's just sketchy AF once again, right? Anyway, and then hours later, what is it, Christine Owens like, he was firing indiscriminately. They set a narrative without having information, and then they try to fill in
the
information
missing, right.
or quote-unquote evidence after that, right? Thank you. I'm glad I wasn't taking crazy pills. Thank you. Blah, blah, blah. Where are we? Lalo Alcatraz, by the way, is the one that updated. 19 migrants detainees have died in ICE custody this year. Where is the outrage about that? These are people with families that love them.
Yeah.
Attorney Ryan said, Your Honor, we found a bullet that had I'm guilty written on it with a Sharpie. That's how stupid this sounds. I mean, I think that's the thing, Chris. It's the how stupid they think the rest of us are, right? Where are we? Hold, please. There's a lot this morning. By the way, Carlos mentioned this yesterday. Attorney Ryan also said Trump disappeared 1,200 human beings from his godforsaken alligator Alcatraz. Where are they? Where is that story? Yeah. How many of those people possibly have died, right? Hold on. I've just got to...
You have a lot of stuff over there.
I got a lot. But I wasn't the only one that was just like, are you kidding me? Because this broke when we started the show yesterday. There was a shooting. So right away they went to leftists, blah, blah, anti-ICE. And Malcolm Nance was the first one, because it was happening live, to tell us it was detainees that were shot and killed. This is stupid J.D. Vance.
What we know is that in Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated.
That is so irresponsible.
I'm not buying your narrative until you provide us the proof, dude.
I feel like they have this template now that they're going to just no matter what. Chadell said, now we're seeing a pivot in the FBI's reporting on this case. They're saying the shooter's firing was indiscriminate. So his motive was very clear. Kill ICE officers for detaining people, but his action was so indiscriminate he only hit detainees. That makes even less sense. Try again, Cash. I mean, I'm so happy that as many people were calling, BS on this as I was yesterday as soon as it happened. Covey says, a Fox News host said the ICE shooting was because Jimmy Kimmel didn't say he's sorry. Mind you, this is the same network where Brian Kilmeade said homeless people should be killed, and then days later someone shot up two homeless encampments in Minnesota, injuring 13 people, and Fox News never said a word. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the homeless guy that was lynched in Mississippi that we don't still know.
Right.
You know, did that have anything to do with Brian Kilmeade's rhetoric? Don't know, you know. Annie Mames said, you're trying to tell me the southern white guy who shot three detainees at an ICE facility is a communist? Oh, honey. This one, Jesse Waters has called for the bombing or gassing of the UN after the escalator stopped and the teleprompter stopped during Trump's visit. I mean, we live in the most corrupt, most criminal, stupidest timeline ever. And as we said yesterday, it was his photographer that accidentally hit the stop button on the escalator. And it was his people running the teleprompter. So what is he? Oh, my God. Trump goes on rampage against UN, citing three very sinister events.
Sinister?
And we're the conspiracy theorists, right?
Sinister? An escalator stopping is sinister?
He's such a whiny baby, man, that I can't. Oh, my God. So we've got, war in Ukraine escalating, genocide continuing in Gaza, and this little bitch, oh my God, yes, this is the biggest international incident in the world, and his team's incompetence caused it. Oh, my God. The escalator, the teleprompter malfunctioning, and the sound system allegedly glitching. He said this wasn't a coincidence. This was a triple sabotage at the UN. I'm sending a copy of this letter to the Secretary General. I demand an immediate investigation. Triple sabotage. Ooh.
I triple dog dare him to do that.
Okay. The UN has responded, saying it was a videographer with the U.S. delegation that triggered a safety feature on the escalator.
And at this point, I believe the UN way more than I believe the White House.
And they said the White House was in charge of Trump's teleprompter during his speech, and his claim that attendees couldn't hear his speech unless they were wearing interpreters' earpieces. Have you never watched the UN? Not everyone speaks English. They always have headsets so they can understand
what they're
saying.
And
you barely speak English.
Yeah.
Even with a headset, no one could understand what the you're talking about. Oh, my God. So, right, the sound system that the UN had to say was designed to allow people at their seats to hear speeches being translated into six languages through their earpieces. Oh, my God. I mean, everything is a conspiracy against a whiny baby man.
I just learned something. They only translated into six languages. I thought everybody got
their own
translation, their own language.
Yeah.
Oh,
we still don't have a Trump to English translation, do we? I read some of the actual things in the speech. Could you understand what I was saying?
Oh,
no,
God,
you could not.
Hell no.
Something, we have a shape, we have a country, we have a shape. It has a shape, it doesn't go straight down. Does anyone know what he's talking about? I don't know. All right. Oh, yes. Prosecuting James Comey. Sure. Here we go. Because it's Thursday? And they have zero evidence. And so we will talk about that. And then just them being the most immature, whiny little bullies ever. Trump unveiled a new portrait series at the White House featuring black and white photos of he and all his predecessors, except for one. The frame for Joe Biden includes a photo not of the 46th president, but an auto pen because that's so funny and not at all immature.
It is a White House full of trolls. Online trolls.
Oh my
That's
God.
All
we are
they
just
are.
All back in eighth grade.
Yeah.
Did you
I'm
see
sick
they
of it.
What's
sick
his name? Grinnell hired people to heckle this African American woman that performed at the Kennedy Center. Yeah. Hired them, gave them free tickets to boo her.
I'm so sick of the pettiness. I just want things to get done.
Yeah.
And nothing's getting done.
No, he wants to shut the government. This is going to be their latest ploy not to release the Epstein files now that we have the votes. I'm telling you, the reporting is that Mike Johnson is in a panic.
Sure.
It's okay. Oh, and I love that was my other favorite thing. This Trump saying, people didn't understand Palm Beach in the 90s. Child rape was fine.
Yeah.
Child rape. No, I think child rape's still wrong in the 90s, but okay. Oh, my God. It's a lot, Chris.
Late.
It's a lot. I know. Well, and look at this. I haven't even gotten started yet.
And we're all guested up today.
Oof. Well, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zeba.
Zeba!
Did you see we posted a picture of me posing with my pink Zeba?
I saw that.
It's so cute. It's so simple. When I first got it, I was like, this is it?
It's a seatbelt for your tongue.
Yes, it's the key to stopping snoring. I always thought it was in your nose because my ex used to wear the strips on her nose, which did not work at all. You know why? Because it's your tongue.
It's your tongue that makes you snore.
That's what it does.
And your soft palate.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Yes. It's the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. It uses the tongue seatbelt, as Chris said. The tongue, the leading cause of snoring. It also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open. 91% success rate from now until the end of October. They will also donate $10 to cancer research. Go to Zeba.com. Use the code PINK or text the word PINK to 511-511. ZYPPAH. .com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen?
friend to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Thank you. I am not. Thank you, social media, this morning. I am not taking crazy pills. Our friend Dean Obadala said Trump's Cash Patel is claiming the gunman in Dallas wrote on the shell of one of the bullet casings anti-ICE. Who writes anti-ICE? If you hated ICE, wouldn't you write something a little more passionate, like a curse? We'll see. We will see, but believe nothing from Cash Patel. Attorney Ryan said J.D. Vance is lying. The detainees were shot by a sniper. The agents were not attacked. The shooter was clearly motivated by a hatred for the detainees, but that doesn't matter to this evil regime. Chris, you tell me why 19... I think I have the count right. By the way, the other two are in critical condition.
Yep.
The other two detainees that were shot yesterday, so, and one is dead. I think that means the count is 19 detainees have died in ICE custody. Zero ICE agents have died, yep, as far as I know.
Yep.
Politics chick said we're supposed to believe that someone on the left, you know, the people that want immigrants to be treated humanely, shot three immigrants in ICE detention detainment center. Do I have that right? Thank you. Angie says after the shooting, both Noam and Vance immediately jump on social media to say that ICE agents were targeted, even though it was detainees who were shot. Then much later, the FBI produces pictures of anti-ICE, quote unquote, bullets. This whole thing screams of being a coordinated effort to blame the left, but they're too stupid to make it even remotely believable. Thank you. Just more. Emily says no one who is anti-ICE would write anti-ICE on a bullet. They would write ICE. Thank you. This whole thing is such BS. Patel sharing evidence within minutes in an ongoing investigation. J.D. Vance basically giving an instant play-by-play. And by the way, prejudicing all these cases.
Sure.
Particularly, James Comey has a slam dunk for malicious prosecution because they never shut the up, right?
Yep.
29 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, That's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
From one very special friend, moments after we taped our show last night, the Mad Red Hatter wrote, "I can't believe ABC Fake News gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back." You can't believe they gave me my job back. I can't believe we gave you your job back.
A hero of democracy, Jimmy Kimmel. Hey, look, here's another one. We're lousy with them.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk
Dexter
to our friends.
The corner.
Fairfax County School Board friends.
What?
Dexter. CarlFrisch.com. We were discussing cute dog groomer names because it's dog grooming day here, and mine is Mother Pupper. Yeah.
Mine is PetStar VIP, which is clearly just designed for search engine optimization.
Yes, exactly.
What was the one you had, Sean?
There's the Wizard of Paws you used to have.
That's I used to have, yeah.
And then there's a place called Indiana Bones and the Temple of Groom.
Oh, it's so funny. Groomers are so funny. All right. Hey, Carl, you know, as on your spot on the school board there, I'm sure you deal with bullying all the time. And we were just saying we are all stuck with our eighth grade bullies now, you know.
In the White House.
Yeah. This Capitol Hunter said this latest Kennedy Center craziness, the interim president gave his buddies free tickets so they could heckle a black performer, highlights an awkward fact. Rick Grinnell and his pals are gay men, a key part of the alt-right since the 1970s when Roy Cohn helped launch Trump. I mean, the fact that they're using one marginalized group to bully another, this is a black woman performer who has, I guess, you know, been outspokenly anti-Trump. And I thought, oh, my God, so they sent people to go bully her.
Well, you can imagine how entertaining the Kennedy Center will be if it is only filled with people who bend the knee for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's going to be really great shows.
Yeah. I mean, and this latest, this is so irresponsible. Here's is six. Give me noted puppy killer Kristi Noem on this tragedy in Dallas.
I've seen Democrats out there take extreme positions and support radical criminal organizations. Their support of terrorists like such as MS-13 in Trinidad, Aragua, and seeing U.S. senators go and have margaritas with them in a foreign country to support them and their child trafficking and human trafficking exploits, I think is a tragic thing to experience.
They're just, it's a wall of lies. That has already been debunked. They, like, put the drink in there to make it look like they were having And again, they have no evidence that Brigo Garcia is in a gang. That's been completely debunked. And
they do have evidence. A photoshopped photo.
Yes. Right. Yeah, and then she said, Noem blames name-calling for Dallas ICE shooting. Our prayers are with the families of those killed and our ICE law enforcement. Oh, that's nice. There's no, by the way, nobody singled out, like, who's the name even of the detainee that was killed? Have you talked to his family? Have you, the other two that are in critical condition, or they're just, you know, collateral damage. She said this vile attack was motivated by hatred for ICE. They don't know that. For months, we've been warning politicians and the media to tone down their rhetoric about ICE law enforcement before someone was killed. The shooting must serve as a wake-up call to the far left that their rhetoric against ICE has consequences. Kristi Noem conveniently forgetting the countless time Trump has called his critics Marxist, communist, fascist, scum of the earth, enemies of the people, just for starters. Not to mention, I mean, Carl, I've been going through social media just so I don't feel like I'm taking crazy pills. But Covey said, sorry, just catching up. They expect us to believe that the person who shot three immigrants at an ICE facility is anti-ICE. Aaron Rupar, our friend, said, this is the fishiest ass I've ever seen. We're supposed to believe the shooter wrote anti-ICE in pen on a bullet and then shot detainees, but not ICE officers. Carl, make it make sense for the rest of us.
Well, I think what happens when you have an administration that tanks the ability to trust what it says, you end up with tons of confusion and a reluctance to believe anything they say, which is not surprising. I mean, you just quoted Secretary Noem. saying that people on the left support these violent gangs. None of that is true.
Yeah.
What people have done is said, prove to us that these people you're saying are in these gangs are in these gangs.
Yeah.
And they won't.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one threat or you know, bullying after incident after another, Carl. Now he's saying, you know, if we shut down the government, I'm firing all these people. Well, they're already begging the people that Doge fired to come back. I mean, this is just...
Here's a little
this
secret.
Administration is equal parts incompetence, corruption, you name it.
Well, you tell me if this fits that mold. Here's a little secret about people who live in Washington, D.C. Most people know someone who has lost their job, more than one someone.
Yes.
Many people know someone who has lost their job in the government at least once and been asked back at least once.
Yeah.
So you tell me about competence. Firing people, asking them back, firing them again, asking them back because you can't get it together to run the government.
And they basically have had paid vacation that the taxpayer paid for, you know, and now they're begging them to come back, and it's just chaos as usual. Mike Nellis, our friend, said, as far as I'm concerned, the anti-immigrant rhetoric from MAGA world got three people killed, well, two, it turns out one now, killed this morning in Dallas. When are they going to take responsibility for that instead of lecturing the left? I don't know about you, Carl, but I am done being lectured by these people that threaten and bully and name-call and incite violence literally every day.
Well, I think it distracts from the conversation we should be having about protecting immigrants, right? Doing everything we can to make sure that these families are not torn apart. You know, I think everybody believes that violent criminals who are here illegally should be dealt with according to the law. But what we need to make sure we don't do is rip families apart, separate children from their families, and ensure that people's rights are protected. When you are in this country, there are rights that you are afforded. Period, full stop. It's what the founders said. It's in the Constitution.
Yeah, interesting. Jessica Tarloff, our hero, our best friend from Fox News,
right,
said the common denominator is young men, usually white, with access to guns carrying out these tragedies. As Jessica points out, killers are writing nihilistic jokes on bullets. Gutfeld claims right-wing violence doesn't happen. False, and downplays studies. Our own DOJ deleted the study, saying far-right extremism is our biggest cause of violence. I mean, I'm glad that I don't know, Carl, if you feel like the Jimmy Kimmel thing hopefully is helping some people find their spines and empower people in the media, but I love Abby Phillip, who I love, but she's the CNN host, plays compilation of Trump calling enemies fascist after guest complains about name calling, the whatever the right wing guest was. Yeah, bring the receipts if you have to, right?
Right. You know, somebody was asking me, well, how long have you been watching Kimmel? And I said, about as long as I've been on Stephanie's show.
Yeah.
since I was 16 years old when he was sports guy on K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if anybody has watched the heart that he's put into the show this week, I think it speaks volumes about the conversation and the impact it's had on the country, about our First Amendment, and about what lengths people will go to silence dissent. And it's not just Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert, right? This is an administration that is actively going after everyone it perceives as standing in the way, whether it's Harvard University, Columbia University, public universities across the country, whether it's nonprofit organizations that do work that it disagrees with. You name it, they are after it, and they want to cut it off at its knees. They've gone after Act Blue because it facilitates donations to Democrats, even though there's a Republican counterpart platform. They've gone after progressive donors. They are going after everyone to silence dissent. It is not just Jimmy Kimmel. I'm glad that he's getting the attention because it's bringing more attention
and
to all.
That says everything you need to know, Carl. When he's not even on 25% of his affiliates, over 6 million people watch on regular TV in the year of our Lord 2025. His monologue is watched by, I think we're at 19 million and counting. That's just on social media alone. So they're trying to do, I love that they're trying to do everything they can to spin this. A Federalist CEO and Fox News guest suggested Jimmy Kimmel must have blackmail against ABC and Disney executives to get back on TV. And then,
by the way, these accusations are always, you know, one finger pointing at the person they're accusing,
right,
many fingers pointing back.
Right.
You're right. Yeah.
Oh, and then he's accused Kimmel of coasting off the success of Adam Carolla, which He said he's drafted his entire career behind Adam Carolla, who has a podcast like every other living human in the world. And Jimmy Kimmel, meanwhile, is a multi-Emmy award-winning late-night host. But okay. They just don't know what to do. When liberals succeed at capitalism, it makes them lose their Carl. It's hilarious.
Well, I also think it is worth pointing out that these conversations are happening because people stood up and they fought back. And there was that great Wall Street Journal article, I think in August, that pointed out that the states that fought the Trump administration when he cut all those grants, they got their money. It was the states that didn't, red states, that didn't get the support for their people.
Yeah. Fox News, Bill Hemmer made a curious connection. He insisted Jimmy Kimmel never said, "I'm sorry." And he said, and that's why that happened at the Dallas ICE facility. Wow. Did he have to ice his groin down after that stretch? He said, this is why Jimmy Kimmel needed to say, "I'm sorry," and he didn't. Yes, he did. He gave a very heartfelt, apology if people misconstrued. He choked up talking. He said,
more than once.
Yeah. Talking about.
And those are two words that you will, I don't think I've ever seen. I'm sure somebody can find video, but I've never seen our president say that. Especially somebody who says that he's always right.
So, Carl, I saved a school stack for you because, speaking of pushing back again, I'm hoping this goes to people finding their spine. Educators sue after being fired for posts about Charlie Kirk. I mean, this George Orwell snitching, happened after the Charlie Kirk tragedy. I'm glad people are pushing back because free speech means free speech for everybody. A former Ball State University staff member is suing the Indiana school's president after she was fired for posting on Facebook, "Charlie Kirk's death is a reflection of the violence, fear, and hatred he sowed. It does not excuse his death, and it's a sad truth." I don't know that I would have posted or said some of these things. An art teacher in Central Ohio filed suit after the school board voted to fire him for posting "One Nazi Down." I would not have said that or posted that. Falls under free speech.
Yeah, not wise.
Right. But an elementary school teacher assistant is suing her in South Carolina. Her school district, she was fired for posting a quote from Kirk. This is the thing that kills me. Posting exact quotes from Charlie Kirk is suddenly hate speech, right? But not when he said it. In which he said it's worth having some gun deaths every single year to protect the Second Amendment, adding the phrase "thoughts and prayers." An art professor will plead his case to University of South Dakota for firing him for posting on Facebook. Where was all this concern when the politicians in Minnesota were shot and the school shootings and the Capitol Police? I have no thoughts or prayers for this hate-spreading Nazi. A shrug, maybe. Again, not stuff I would have said or posted, Carl, but,
You know, what it obscures is the attacks that we're seeing on public education across this country, particularly when it comes to funding, and resources for kids who can't afford to have their resources cut, right? This is an administration that has kicked kids off of health care, that has taken food out of their mouths by cutting SNAP benefits. They are making it harder for homeless kids to get an education. And now, the things that they've not done yet that they've proposed are even worse, right? Like removing support for multilingual students to help them learn English and succeed in our schools. The list goes on and on.
These are the people that scream.
If people really cared about our schools, they'd be fighting that.
These are the people that scream "learn English" when you come here, right? And then stop efforts to help them. This one. State Superintendent Ryan Waters says every school in Oklahoma will have a Turning Point USA Club America chapter. He said, "We'll be putting TPUSA on every high school campus in Oklahoma. We will fight back against the liberal propaganda pushed by the radical left and the teachers union." I mean, they talk to us about indoctrination, right?
Well, I can only imagine what people would be saying if a government entity was saying that it wanted to put a liberal organization club on every campus.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, Florida AG announced the state is expanding ways for residents to report alleged threats of political violence. He argued there's a difference between free speech and threats of violence. Yes, that is true. But he announced a creation of a new public portal for such reports. And somebody posted, "Gosh, I hope that stops the thousands of people from flooding the snitch line with examples of Trump and other cultists egging on violence." I mean, you would have to start with the president if you wanted to report the person most guilty of inciting violence, right?
Well, and, you know, the difficulty, you know, as somebody who has been elected for the last 5 years or so, when threats come in, right, the burden that it, and this is why, like, all of this is such a mess for some people in public life. When the threats come in, the first thing you have to do is determine whether this is something that could actually happen or whether it's just somebody saying something. And then you have to go to the police. And it's not like you just fill out a form and the police take care of it. You either have to have them come to you or you have to go to them and file a report. And then there's a process for all of that.
Yeah.
And so it's a pain in the ass just to ensure that the things that people are saying are not things that people act on.
Yeah. I just every day I feel like it's a page out of 1984 or Handmaid's Tale or something. But creationist group launches snitch line for museums. Have you encountered misinformation or bias in a museum exhibit? We want to hear from you. This appears on hate group.
I did at that Noah's Ark Museum.
Yeah.
Yes. hate group leader Tony Perkins' podcast and plugs guided tours of museums from a Christian perspective. Oh my God!
Well, let's just remember who Tony Perkins is, right? This is a guy who once gave money to David Duke for access to his mailing list for a Senate campaign that he was involved in because he really needed to reach out to David Duke's supporters.
Okay, I'm just getting through fascist stack with you. Governor Abbott signed a bill that would restrict which bathroom transgender people can use in government buildings and schools and fines institutions up to $125,000 for violations. Okay, let's just do one. Let's end on one happy stack. George Takei's next project on behalf of his longtime passion, The Right to Read, the American Library Association announced he will serve as honorary chair of Banned Books Week. He said, I remember all too well the lack of access to books and media that I needed growing up, first as a child in a barbed wire prison camp, then as a gay young man in the closet. I would like to read his new book.
You are a douchebag.
That's about Donald Trump. It's a kid's book.
Is that on Amazon? Or can I get that bundled with Fieblesang's new book?
Yes.
Yes, it should be. It should be. But you know what? You're right. It is a good week for the resistance for fighting back, Carl. And thanks for doing that
it's
every day.
It's always a good week to fight back.
Yes.
It's always a good day when Carl Frisch is on your school board.
That's right.
Elected by 11 billion points. Go to MooksForCarl.com.
Give or take.
Keep that going. Yeah. All right. Okay. Love you. Mwah.
Thanks, Carl.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. I mean, it is the time to stand with companies that do not bend the knee, that do not kiss the ring. I know you're feeling overwhelmed, depressed, but you know what? Jimmy Kimmel this week, victory. Credo Mobile could be another one for you. The nation's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that are fighting the good fight, ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on. When you join Credo, you get a great phone company, fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number, switching so easy, so smart, big way to make a difference. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
You are a douchebag.
Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HomeTitleLock.com. Stephanie. Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
92.7 WMDX, keeping the capital caffeinated.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got new information in the case of that former Sun Prairie dean who's now facing charges for child sexual exploitation. Robert Gilkey Meisegeyer is accused of crimes in local and federal court. He was the dean at Sun Prairie West High School. Earlier this week, the district released dozens of pages of documents about their investigation into him. Those documents revealed an investigation into another staff member accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. According to the State Journal, the documents show Gilkey Meisegeyer was fired after becoming aware of another employee who had sexual contact with a student. And the documents show he did not go to police or to the district. Instead, he told the employee who was accused. In Wisconsin, most people who work in education are mandated reporters. That means under state law, they are legally required to report it if they suspect some kind of child abuse. These documents show Gilkey Meisegeyer's failure to report this other staffer is what led to his firing over the summer. It's not clear who that other staffer is, whether police have been notified, or whether they still work for the district, according to the paper. As for the investigation into Gilkey Meisegeyer, you'll remember that the district got a letter in April from a student saying he was inappropriately involved with one of her classmates. The document showed the district investigated for 3 days, where the student, her parent, and Gilkey Meisegeyer all denied it, and they closed the investigation. Meanwhile, the license of one of the people involved in the whole case is now under investigation, too. WISC reports the Department of Public Instruction is now investigating the license of Sun Prairie School District's Human Resources Director, Chris Sadler. The former principal of Sun Prairie West, Jennifer Ploger, is also having her license investigated by the Department of Public Instruction as well. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I mean, this is absolutely abhorrent. I'm sorry. I don't have enough time. Love you guys. Have a great day.
All right. I love you, too.
Aw.
Sweet Karen and her heartbreak friend. Dear. Okay, Dr. Doom and Sherry Jacobus, a former Republican strategist. Right. Coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Smart talk. Strong coffee. WMDX Madison.
Todd Alba.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from Crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report. Right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduced them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing Dropbox rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not.